News, I'm David Berg. The United States is warning entities in the Mediterranean against working with an Iranian-flagged oil tanker now sailing through the region after being freed from detention by Gibraltar. Brian Hook, the State Department Special Representative for Iran, said Tuesday the U.S. wants to ensure that the oil on the newly named Adrian Darya is not used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps to fund its operations.
We have called upon all governments and the maritime community to deny passage of any Iranian oil tankers, to deny them docking privileges.
The State Department repeated allegations that the Adrian Darya, formerly known as the Grace One, was transporting illicit oil to fuel the Iranian regime's and Syrian regime's campaigns of terror and oppression. It said those who assisted could be considered as providing support to U.S.-designated terror organizations. Maritime trackers believe the Adrian Darya is headed to the Greek port of Kalamata and scheduled to arrive next Sunday. Athens, however, says it has not received any request for the tanker to dock there. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte told senators he is handing in his resignation because his right-wing coalition partner, the League Party, led by Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, has decided to yank its support for the populist government.
La decisione della Lega.
Conte said that he will go later to inform Italian President Sergio Mattarella officially of his decision. Mattarella, as head of state, could ask Conte to stay on and try to find an alternative majority in Parliament or accept his resignation. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A top official in Pakistan said Tuesday that recent cross-border skirmishes with India have killed dozens of people and injured hundreds of others on the Pakistani side of the disputed Kashmir region. The revelation came one day after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to leaders of both nuclear-armed rival nations, urging them to reduce tensions, although he did describe the situation as tough. Pakistan also announced Tuesday it would take the Kashmir dispute with India to the International Court of Justice in The Hague. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi told local television channels the Pakistani government has taken the decision after considering all legal aspects of the case. The military escalation stems from New Delhi's controversial scrapping of decades-old limited constitutional autonomy for its part of Kashmir earlier this month, splitting the region into two union territories. The founder of the Chinese tech giant Huawei says he expects no relief from U.S. export curbs due to the political climate in Washington. AP's Zaria Shockley reports he did express confidence the company will thrive.
Ren Zhengfei also says he doesn't want relief from U.S. sanctions if it requires China to make concessions in a tariff war, even if that means his daughter, who is under house arrest in Canada on U.S. criminal charges, faces a longer legal struggle. In an interview with the Associated Press, Ren said Huawei expects U.S. curbs on most technology sales to go ahead despite Monday's announcement of a second 90-day delay. He said no one in Washington would risk standing up for the company. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Britain's Foreign Office says it is extremely concerned by reports that an employee at its Hong Kong consulate has been detained in mainland China. Hong Kong's local news website HK01 says the employee, identified as Simon Chung, failed to return to the former British colony from the neighboring southern city of Shenzhen on August 9th, where he had gone to attend a business meeting. A recession could be trouble for President Trump's re-election hopes, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A recession could spell trouble for President Trump's re-election hopes. And here at the White House, advisors are arguing the economy's in great shape.
The fact is, the fundamentals of our economy are very strong.
Kellyanne Conway's statement yesterday was a flashback to 2008, when GOP nominee John McCain said something similar, just hours before Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy, triggering a financial decline from which the nation's still recovering. The economy has been growing, but more slowly. And a survey shows a big majority of economists expects a recession by 2021 at the latest.
AP's Sagar Meghani. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.